There's still plenty of moisture lingering behind the storm that came through yesterday and last night, so it has been a mainly gray day, and there are still some areas of drizzle and mist around, along with a couple of snowflakes and sleet pellets. Temperatures are largely in the 30s this afternoon, and as we move into this evening, I want you to be aware that some snow squalls will come through. It's not going to snow everywhere, but if you happen to be under one of these snow squalls, the snow will come down quickly, and it's going to turn very slippery on the roads. So if you do have plans on New Year's Eve, do keep that in mind, as these snow squalls can kind of come out of nowhere, even though they're in the forecast. It's kind of something that goes from a nothing at all to a near whiteout conditions in a very short amount of time. And as the snow falls, the roads will quickly cool down, and that's why slippery travel conditions are going to be a concern, at least in some areas tonight. In terms of numbers, around midnight, it should be in the neighborhood of 30 degrees. So considering the time of year, that's not too bad, but it's still cold enough that you will need to bundle up. And there's going to be a bit of a breeze as well, so that'll make it feel a few degrees cooler. Looking ahead to New Year's Day, the weather will be quiet for many of us. It'll be a bit on the breezy side. Temperatures should be in the upper 30s across a good chunk of the area. Across the north, it's going to be a bit of a different story. With a gusty wind out of the west, that's going to result in some upslope snow on the western sides, mainly of the Adirondack and Green Mountains, with some snow showers elsewhere. And there's even the chance for a rain or snow shower in the lower elevations across northern areas. Again, temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 30s. We'll have a quiet day on Thursday with temperatures in the 30s and low 40s, so that'll be pretty nice. And then on Friday, another storm will come in. We'll have a wintry mix during the morning, likely changing to rain as temperatures slowly climb back close to 40 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy with some scattered snow showers and squalls, lows in the middle to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some upslope snow in the mountains, a possible rain or snow shower in the lower elevations, breezy with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, lows in the middle to upper 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with areas of snow showers, breezy with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with some evening snow showers or squalls, a low of 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with some snow showers or squalls, lows in the middle to upper 20s, tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the upper 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the 30s to low 40s, and on Friday, a cloudy sky, a morning wintry mix changing to rain, with a high around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.